What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
As a gamer, it does not warm my heart to see any game go under. But more specifically, the video game that was tagged, that was labeled the future of PlayStation. When we're talking about Concord and the ultimate promise, but then the ultimate way of going out in a blaze of anonymity. So in general, whenever you're getting into a hero shooter and you just realize that people say that is the best time to put out a hero shooter because of Overwatch 2 being beyond underwhelming and Valorant being beyond underwhelming. But what they fail to realize is those specific fan bases are now dedicated to mediocrity when it comes to the service from the developers, because Overwatch, the original Overwatch, and Valorant are unequivocally classics in the hero shooter genre. So now, if you put out a misstep as an Overwatch 2 or certain DLCs or skins and variant of Valorant, you come to realize that their player base is more inclined to forgive them for the simple fact that they have indeed given us and lived up to their promise time and time again. So when they do slip, stuff like this doesn't happen. Because Concord had $400 million in development. Sony invested $400 million in Concord. So usually when you invest that amount of money into anything on hopes for a high ROI, you would be hard pressed to throw that product to the wayside whenever troubles come about. So when everybody is saying that charging $40 for Concord is what ultimately put the nail in the coffin, I can't argue with them for the simple fact that an Overwatch, a Valorant, a Fortnite, a lot of these other games are super popular in the shooter genre, but more specifically in the hero genre, we have Marvel Rivals that is seemingly creeping onto the scene as going to, as far as being one of the big three when it comes to hero shooters. Now, obviously, that's a big claim, so I'm open to being wrong, but as far as Marvel Rivals, I think that's another hero shooter that a lot of people are looking forward to. So when it comes to Concord having over $400 million put into it, released on August 23rd, 2024 for PlayStation 5 and PC. Then 2 weeks later, September 6th, 2024, just completely decimating the video game for the fact that they got poor reception. For the fact that Concord, failed to gain traction, peaking at only 697 simultaneous players on Steam during its opening weekend. So many factors that played a part into the ultimate downfall of Concord. 25,000 total sales were estimated across both PS5 and PC. I just want y'all to know, if I invest $400 million into something and I'm not even seeing half of that, and I'm not even seeing a quarter of that, I mean, based on 25,000 total sales, that man was doomed from the jump. And that man, as far as talking about the conglomerate, as far as Sony, because my brother, you are not getting your money back. You spent $400 million on a game that ultimately was selling the same amount as indie games. That is just a no-no as far as future installments, as far as DLC and battle passes for Concord. So guess what? They pulled the plug. I mean, if only 0.2 of all PS5 players were active on the game post-launch, that should tell you that nobody cared. Nobody cared that your 5v5 hero shooter that had all the promise in the world as far as giving you that unique gameplay element as far as hero shooters, in the sense to compete with a Overwatch, with a Apex Legends, only to have 0.2% of your fan base, of your player base, even tap into the game post-launch, that should let you know that it was doomed from the jump. Because Wukong jumped out the gate putting up monster-type numbers and is still one of the most played games. Astrobot, to this day, is still in the top games for PlayStation, and even undisputed found his way into the top 10 as far as PlayStation games. I know that game just came out, but still, like, if you cannot drum up anticipation when you initially launch, then it's only downhill from here, because it was already an uphill battle. But with a lot of people disappointed as far as the people who actually played the game, saying that all those unique gameplay mechanics that you said was going to compete with the Overwatch, with the Valorant, was inadequate, because people basically said that the overall lack of innovation left players wanting more and led them to believe that there's no way you thought this video game was going to stand out as far as the hero shooters, for the simple fact that you're not innovating on anything as far as the genre. So now, when you're completely shut down and full refunds were offered to all purchases, so now it's not even, oh, at least we made a little bit of money. I mean, even though you wasn't going to even get close to your ROI, but getting into at least getting some of the sales from its initial launch and keeping some of those to maybe move it to another project, that is completely gone, because now they're giving out full refunds to all purchases. Which brings me to my next point. As far as having digital copies and physical copies, this is one of the main reasons physical copies will always be superior. At any point, if you own something digitally, they can take it away from you. To the point where, I forget where I seen it, but I don't know if it was in LA or something, but it was mandating companies. It was mandating PlayStation and Xbox to put rent instead of buy on all the digital games on their marketplace, for the simple fact that you're basically licensing assets. And whenever they want to take it down, they can, because it's digital. You basically don't own it. There's no way for you to download an entire game, put it on a disc, through the marketplace. So you are essentially licensing a title. Which is why people like physical copies, because then you can go into more of the lane of reselling it down the line. Because if you don't know, game preservation is at an all-time low, for the simple fact that people just don't take care of their consoles, their games, and it moves so fast as far as like upgrading technology to the point where when they move on to the new game, they usually sell the console. And then when they sell it, it's all battered and bruised. And so as far as finding one in pristine condition, I mean, it's super hard, especially in this marketplace. So anyways, some of the post-launch expectations from Sony before they decided to shut down Concord misaligned with players' expectations. And because of the lack of innovation, they ultimately felt like they was underserved or basically cut short when it came to the output of content from Concord. So as far as Firewalk Studios that had a hand in making this game, they have talked about ways to improve the game and maybe relaunching down the line. But let me tell you something. If you're going to keep putting out a game, pulling it, putting out a game, pulling it. I mean, you've seen what happened to Multiverses. That game, let me make sure. Is that game even out? That game came and went like it never even released, right? Multiverses release date. Multiverses fell victim to the put it out, take it away, put it out, take it away. So when it officially released in May 28th, 2024, but in the same year, I mean, we're not even that far away from May as far as this specific year. We haven't talked about Multiverses since it came out. And that is a testament to how people will forget and maybe forgive. But if they do forgive, best believe they will not forget when you first gave them that undercooked product that they tried to charge you $40 for, right? So ultimately, if you're trying to have a certain toxic positivity when it comes to the overall development of the game, and if you're looking at the development team to provide crucial feedback, if you're looking for the development team to respond to your crucial feedback as far as it being addressed, let's just say it's probably not going to happen for the simple fact that even they haven't got their stuff together as the game director for them has stepped down. So what does this mean? This means that they didn't believe in the game in the first place. I mean, the game director stepped down. They basically told him, he was like, hey, the game that you was head director for is completely being shut down. So either you step down or we fire you. Like, they probably gave him one of them spills. And ultimately, he probably was like, you know what? I don't want this to happen again for me. So let me just step down and stop taking the brunt of the criticism when it comes to the lack of innovation and Concord's ultimate failure. So anyways, I just think having fewer than 700 concurrent players on Steam, that is very interesting and intriguing to me for the simple fact that it had $400 million put into it. And then the actual lead up to the game was like more than 8 years, I believe. I think it was an 8-year development cycle. So I just don't understand how you can have such a long development cycle and it still come out lackluster as far as the amount of content that's in the game for players to consume. Like, I just don't understand what you was using all those years for it as far as putting Concord together. So anyways, that's just what I wanted to get into. You know, the overview of Concord is that it's dead. It's no longer here. It has passed away. It may come back, but it's seemingly not looking good as far as it coming back, as Concord is ultimately one of the biggest failures in video game history. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the whole Concord situation and them being inevitably shut down by Sony after them investing over $400 million into the game? And what do you think they could have done to get around them ultimately being taken down by Sony?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.